Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not... This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Before I get to the Trump news, obviously Trump being sued for civil fraud in the state of New York, and I'll get to Trump's response in just a second. My response, of course, is this is all no shocker. It's everything we've seen since the day Trump came down the escalator. It's communist scumbags looking to take down the guy who fights them tooth and nail, who can defeat them in 2024. It's the same old stuff. It's communist tactics, as I like to say, you know, they don't want a wall at the border. They want to let everybody in. But I believe they're building a wall, whether it's a real wall or a virtual wall. The Democrats, otherwise known as communists, are building an East German wall around America so that we can't get out. They want to send us to camps. They want to send us to prison. They want to take our assets away. They want to tax us to death. They want to regulate us to death. They want to destroy our health care. They want to destroy our schools. And they've certainly destroyed our borders. It's a virtual wall. It's a virtual East Germany wall. They don't want us to leave. It's very scary what's happening in our country. This is Nazi Germany and East Germany combined all over again. It really is. Let's talk about a couple of wild stories out there. First of all, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says people are fleeing California because of Trump's policies. What? This is what's going on. This is what passes for news to liberals. Pure lies, pure fraud, just completely made up. No basis in reality. They say whatever they want, and they just make it up on the spot. So according to California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, who's ruined the state, people are running away by the hundreds of thousands. It's not because of high taxes. It's not because of his unconstitutional COVID mask and vaccine mandates. It's not because of record homelessness. It's none of that. It's not because of crime, massive crime in the streets, massive shoplifting. It's not because millions of illegal aliens are treated better than American citizens and get better health care and better perks than the taxpayers. It's not because of rolling blackouts during heat waves. It's not because the sale of gas-powered cars were banned in California by 2035, a state that can't even keep the lights on. It's not that people are fleeing his state for red states like Nevada, Texas, Arizona, Florida, Tennessee, Idaho, Montana, Utah. He says they're doing it because of Trump's policies. People are fleeing California, according to Gavin Newsom, because of visa policies in the Trump administration. Wow. And by the way, in the middle of the COVID pandemic, Gavin Newsom's in-laws, meaning his wife's parents, fled California to Florida, and their names are Kenneth Siebel Jr. and Judith Siebel. They're the parents of Newsom's wife, and they made a $5,000 donation recently to the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC in April. I wonder if he knows that. I'll bet he knows it now. I'll bet Gavin's well aware of it now. He's in denial. So, you know, it's just impossible. You can never argue with a liberal because they're insane and they're delusional and they have no clue about reality. Another big story in the media you need to know is a young man, A young man, a handsome young 18-year-old man, was murdered for being a Republican, and the media won't tell you about it. His name was Kaylor Ellingson. He was 18 years old, and he was run down by a drunken 41-year-old driver who later told police he killed the teenager because he was a Republican. This crime is just like what happened in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a young man who was, you know, some sort of a crazy extremist KKK lover, neo-Nazi, ran down Heather Heyer, a young woman, liberal woman in the Charlottesville protests. And the media went insane and they blamed Trump. And it was the biggest news story in America. One person run down by, you know, a supposed conservative. He wasn't a conservative. He was some sort of neo-Nazi. But the difference this time is the media won't even tell you about it. Nobody's even heard about this. And the media does not blame Joe Biden in any way, even though at the time they blamed Donald Trump because some crazy extremist mentally ill nutcase ran over a liberal girl. It's all crazy. Just last week, Biden commemorated Heyer's death. Again, this girl's name is Heather Heyer, and she died at the hands of a neo-Nazi in Charlottesville. He commemorated her death at a unity summit at the White House, and at that unity summit, Biden brought left-wing groups together to oppose MAGA Republicans and call them the greatest threat to America. And he used Heather Heyer's story, Biden did, on the campaign trail throughout his 2020 presidential run. He also repeated the false claim that Trump called the neo-Nazis fine people. Total lie. In fact, Trump said neo-Nazis and other violent extremists should be condemned totally. But Biden, Democrats, and the media have blamed Trump for inciting hatred and violence nationwide based on the fact that he simply acknowledged that some of the protesters on both sides in Charlottesville were peaceful and nice people, which is true. So the question is, why is Biden not held accountable for inciting murder when this guy ran over a conservative Republican and admits it, and admits that's why he did it, and it all happened right after Biden gave his Soul of America speech in Philadelphia and literally threatened MAGA Republicans for being terrorists and an extremism that threatens the foundations of our republic and threatens democracy. And then a guy goes out and kills somebody and they don't care. Nobody cares in the media. No one cares on the left. It'll never be a story. And the alleged murderer of Kaylor Ellingson, his name is Shannon Brandt, 41-year-old accused of murdering 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson for the crime of being a Republican, was freed Tuesday from Stutzman's jail in North Dakota. Breitbart News has now confirmed this. An official at the jail told Breitbart News that Brandt had posted $50,000 bond and was released. That is unbelievable. He admits he ran someone over for being a Republican, and they let him out on bail. Can you imagine if I told someone I ran someone over because they were a Democrat, or I ran someone over because they're a black Democrat? He ran over a white Republican, and you let him out of jail? Isn't that a hate crime? How do you let him out of jail? Crazy. Just insane. Other big news today, the economy is being dismantled and destroyed by Joe Biden. Every day, more bad news. But today, I can't even credit Joe Biden. Today, it was the Fed that raised interest rates in the middle of a bad recession that has already started, in my opinion. Not even a question that we're already in a bad recession. Everything points to it. And they raised interest rates by another 0.75 basis points, just under one full point. And they basically promised they're going to keep raising, including next month, right before the midterms. So it's kind of interesting. I can't blame Biden for this one. It's almost like the Federal Reserve is a kamikaze suicide bomber. I've said from day one that you cannot raise interest rates substantially when the national debt is about to be $31 trillion. The Fed is between a rock and a hard place. If they don't raise, we have massive inflation. And if they do raise interest rates dramatically, you're going to cause a Great Depression. And the national debt will be impossible to pay off. America will go under because we cannot pay our debt. And yet the Federal Reserve just keeps raising and raising, and they're raising into the teeth of a midterm election. So the bad news is they're killing the economy. These are suicide bombers, along with Biden at the same time. Maybe their goal really is, these are all communists, and their goal is to destroy America, American middle class, the American economy. Kill all the jobs. I don't know. But I know this much, heading into a midterm, what they're doing is destroying Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. There's no way Democrats are going to win anything in the midterm election if the economy is that bad and these madmen at the Fed are destroying the economy. It's almost as if they're trying to destroy Joe Biden heading into a midterm, which is shocking. I mean, I just don't understand it, to be honest with you. You'd think the Fed would be nice to Joe Biden because they're all a bunch of liberal, deep state, D.C. swamp globalists. And so you think they'd do anything to keep Biden, the Democrats, in power. But maybe, just maybe, they it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat or left or right. They're just globalists looking to destroy the American economy. In any case, the Federal Reserve raises interest rates by another 0.75 basis points to fight, you know, not just inflation, but Biden inflation. And they announced that they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. It's really, we're in a position now, this country, that is hard to even understand how we could avoid a Great Depression, in my opinion. It's very bad. Very bad. Stocks down again today. Dow futures down again right now. But stocks in general fell today. Dow down 522 points. NASDAQ down even a little bit more, 1.79%. Gold up today, by the way. Gold was up today. Crypto keeps falling. I always said if crypto ever went down to $20,000, I would buy a ton of it. Well, I have no more excuses because crypto is now $18,294. Crypto has completely collapsed. It's incredible what they've done to crypto. And lots more to talk about when we get back. I've got to dig into DeSantis and the Martha's Vineyard lawsuit. You got to hear how the migrants, the illegal aliens, are suing DeSantis, the governor of Florida. And you got to hear who the people are behind the illegal immigrants suing DeSantis. Guess who they're funded by? I'll tell you when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little-known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla and all other automobile manufacturers and is still priced at a mere fraction of its better-known competitors. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to complete the same safety or other costly certifications that hinder traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On fire. By the way, I keep saying the Republicans need to stress. I mean, there's a lot of great issues out there. By the way, one of them is not abortion. Stop trying to kill abortion in the middle of a midterm election. Shut up. That's not the issue. Do you want every woman in America to vote against you? How stupid can you be? Well, Lindsey Graham is either really stupid or he's playing for the other side. I choose B. I think he's playing for the other side, him and Mitch McConnell. But the issue is inflation, grocery prices, gas prices, home heating oil prices, clothing prices, car prices, interest rates, the price you pay in your home, your mortgage, your rent, everything is going sky high and through the roof. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is talking about soaring inflation, how it's eroded Americans' purchasing power. And he points out that a dollar at the start of the Biden administration is now worth 88 cents. So, you know, or another way to put it is $100 is now worth $88. That's how I would have put it. The average person doesn't really care about 88 cents or a dollar. But the point is $100 is worth $88. $1,000 is worth $880. I mean, that's really scary. That's the issue that Americans care about and American women care about. You know, abortion doesn't pay for your groceries. Abortion doesn't pay for your gas. Abortion doesn't pay for your job, doesn't create jobs, doesn't help you keep a job. Abortion doesn't do anything about soaring electricity prices. Abortion won't get you a new car. Abortion won't help your dwindling bank account. Abortion doesn't lower inflation. Abortion won't seal the border and allow another 5 million people to come in. Think of every problem in America. Abortion won't let you keep more of your own money and reduce your taxes. Abortion won't lower regulations. Abortion won't help you pay for health care. Every problem in America, abortion doesn't solve any of them. Abortion's not an important issue. Stop it. The issue's inflation. It's destroying your life every second of every day. Your quality of life's not affected by abortion. Your quality of life's affected by if you have a job. And if your job pays, and if the money can be used to buy good things instead of all being eaten by inflation. That's the issue, not abortion. So whether you're a liberal who loves abortion or a conservative who hates abortion, shut the hell up. The issue has no effect on your life on a daily, second-by-second basis. If you're a woman who loves abortion, it affects your life once in your entire freaking life. But a job affects you every second of every day. And what you keep from taxes affects you every second of every day. And whether your kids' lives are being destroyed in school affects you every second of every day. And crime. Somebody hits you over the head, and for the rest of your life, you're an invalid or you're dead. That affects you compared to abortion, which affects one day of your life. Wake up! $100 worth $88. The guy only became president a year and a half ago. This is the story of your life. Inflation is the most important issue ever. Abortion is not. Energized Health is a sponsor of this show. I think your health is important because I think health equals wealth. You make money because you're healthy. Energized Health changed my life, and I wanted to put two TV shows at the age of 61. And I'm agreeing to my deal and hopefully signing it by Monday, so I'll have an announcement next week about a gigantic deal, the biggest one I've ever signed in the conservative media business, separate from my two TV shows and National USA Radio. It's all because of Energized Health and also my lifetime belief in exercise and meditation and prayer and 100 vitamin pills a day and healthy non-gluten diet. You got to look good. You got to feel good. I'm 61 years old. I look and feel great. Ready to get in a ring with any liberal and pummel them. All right. Energized Health. Just fantastic sponsor. Love them. Thanks for being the sponsor of the show for just under 2 years now. EnergizedHealth.com. 40% off for you. Your spouse is free for the first 25 who respond today. Because I'm paying for your spouse. Wayne Root is personally taking the money and paying for your spouse. Your spouse is free. Send the bill to Wayne Root. Spouse free. You're 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com or go to 88 or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Or tell them War sent you. 888-444-8895. Wayne Root, RootForAmerica.com. Email me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com. The issue is inflation, not abortion. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply lower after the Fed Reserve announced it would hike interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. Chairman Jerome Powell saying there are more likely more sizable rate hikes to come to fight rising inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 522 points to close at 3183. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss, speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, says she wants to work more closely with the United States on energy and economic security.
Also, I'm reaching out to fellow democracies around the world to make sure that democracies prevail and we protect the freedom and future of our citizens.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Root's on fire. Boy, am I on fire. I've got this three-hour national radio show, and in the middle of it, I've got to do two TV shows, one every day, Monday through Friday, on Lindell TV, one on weekends on Real America's Voice TV, and starting in about 2 weeks, I'm signing the contract this week with one of the biggest conservative media companies in America. I've got a one-hour daily video podcast added to that regimen, so things are really exploding, and I think it's because I tell the truth. There's nobody else out there that actually tells the raw truth and doesn't give a damn who it offends. I just tell it like it is. And you see how far Donald Trump got doing that. He became president of the United States, I believe, twice. And I'm moving pretty far up the chain towards the Rush Limbaugh of conservative talk by just telling the truth. And people send me these letters. They go, Wayne, we listen to every conservative talk show host in America, and nobody tells it like you do. Average people, and we cheer you in our car because you say the things that we want to say and we want to hear people say, and no one says them. But we've got our guest on the line. Hogan Gidley is with us, the former chief spokesman for the Trump administration, former press secretary for the Trump campaign, I should say, and also deputy secretary, I believe, for press secretary for the Trump entire administration. He was director of the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute right now, and a former mouthpiece for Trump. Hogan Gidley's with us. Hogan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Man, I really appreciate the time. I'm doing really well. Thanks so much.
Well, what do you think about this New York AG lawsuit against Trump and his entire family? Now they're throwing all the kids into the witch hunt. What do you think about this? What's your first impression?
It's insane. I mean, Letitia, admitted she was going to go after Trump with no evidence of any crime whatsoever. She was going to spend her entire reign trying to go after the man, and she's done just that. And she's bringing forth things that I don't think are going to stick. I don't think she has the evidence to prove, and even Bill Barr came out today and said the whole thing was problematic by lumping in the children. The whole thing was problematic by even, sniffing at going after Trump on this particular topic. So she's overreaching here. She's got nothing. This will be another in a long line of witch hunts, I think, that are really going to backfire against the left. They attacked him before he was president. They sure attacked him while he was president. And I'll be danged if they're not attacking him after he's president. They're just trying to go after him all the time because they got nothing else to point to in the line of positive policy that actually impact people's lives for the better. So they have to just keep going after Donald Trump because I guess she thinks it's good for business.
Yeah, well, she is in a tough re-election campaign, and as Trump points out, not doing well, so this is probably her way, only weeks before the election, of pumping up, her support and her ratings. But it's just so sad to see the Trump family being dragged into this. And I'm just, first of all, I assume I'm speaking, Hogan, for millions and millions, maybe all 80 million Trump fans and supporters and voters and donors. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. I can't stand to see a great man and his family attacked in a witch hunt day after day after day. It's just too much, and I think the country has had it. And the question is, are elections even fair? Is there any election integrity? Does it even matter anymore what we think? I don't know if you could trust a single election. What do you say about election integrity, being that that's your business now? You're the director of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. What's changed between 2020 and the rigged stolen election and now so that we feel confident in November? Do you feel like things have changed?
They've gotten better. But look, the left is not going to stop here, right? There has been a lack of faith, trust, and confidence in these elections for decades in this country. Remember Florida in 2000, for heaven's sakes? By then we were talking about dimpled ballots and hanging chads. We've replaced all that with mass mail-in and drop boxes. But the fact remains, these elections have documented evidence of illegalities, irregularities, anomalies, and yes, fraud. And what we have to do is expose that and then pass laws at the state level that protect every legal vote and every legal voter. A lot of states have adopted photo identification laws. A lot of states banned Zuckerbucks. A lot of states are looking to do things like clean their voter rolls. I mean, my goodness, Michigan has 25,000 dead people on the rolls, and their Secretary of State won't even take them off. And I think around 5,000 of those names have been on the rolls for more than 15 years after they died. I mean, the whole thing is really problematic. And, you know, the media is going to say none of this stuff is happening. But it was the left who complained about it in 2016. Remember, Wayne, it was your patriotic duty to question the elections in 2016. If you didn't, you were a Russian stooge. You were one of Vladimir Putin's minions. Now, after 2020, we have all these other issues going on after we changed basically every single election law just days before the election. It prompted some questions. You start asking them. Next thing you know, you're an insurrectionist. How dare you question an election when Democrats have refused to seat electors in Congress since the Reagan election? So it's absolutely insane, but I think the American people are now onto it. They're going to turn out in droves, but we have a lot of people on the ground. We're building out a massive grassroots army to get out there as poll watchers, to get out there and hold people accountable. We're taking legal action as well in a lot of these states. We did so in Arizona. Nevada's got some crazy ranked choice voting thing. We're trying to put a stop to that as well. So
Nevada
we're working with a
up.
Lot of folks in the country trying to fix it.
Hey, Hogan, you know I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada's screwed
yeah.
up, hopelessly screwed up. I have great faith that despite rigging again and despite all kinds of social media fraud again and all the other things they're doing, mail-in balloting all over the country, they're going to try and get as much as they can with no voter ID and no signature match. Despite all that, I think so many people are coming out, as you're pointing out, that we're still going to win a big victory and take both the House by a landslide and the Senate. But I'm not at all confident we're going to take any major offices in Nevada. That's how bad it is here. I'm here to see what's going on, and I'm telling you, I think Nevada's probably going to get left out of all the good times that are coming up this November because it's hopelessly, fraudulently rigged and screwed up in this state.
Well, myself and Ivanka came out there and did an event during the 2020 election, had a great time. But people were concerned about it then. The real issue here, I think, though, Wayne, is that people on the right and the left have been asking questions about the outcomes, have been asking questions about the process for a long time. But all of a sudden, Joe Biden is in the White House, and they don't have any questions anymore. They're not wondering about the problems with mail-in votes. They're not wondering about no signature matches, as you're just pointing out. Oh, who cares if the address on the absentee ballot doesn't actually match up with a real person? Those are the things I think that people are now aware of. And look, if COVID gave us anything, right, it's the fact that people are now getting involved at the local level. It started with critical race theory. It followed up with transing our kindergartners. And the left hates one thing that's a constant there. It's transparency. They hate for anybody to see behind the curtain. That most assuredly applies to elections. They don't want you to ask questions. We just did a massive project, Wayne. We took surveys in the top 100 counties in 14 swing states to try to find out how come the number – or we actually tried to find if the number of people who cast ballots actually matched up with the numbers of ballots. Shock of shocks, they didn't match up in any of them. I mean, there were massive discrepancies by tens of thousands. And look, if you got an explanation for it, great, we'd love to hear it. But and it may be legitimate, but no one can give us a reason why they don't match. That's a serious problem. And by the way, you wouldn't accept that at your bank. If you put a $100 deposit into your bank and you got the deposit sit back and it said $50, you'd be like, wait, what? What if it said $150? Now you may like that a lot better. But still, the numbers are supposed to add up. They're supposed to match. They don't in all of these precincts, and it's a serious problem. But the exposing of it is what we're working to do, too, so that people then can pass laws to protect all those people, as I mentioned.
All right. We love what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. Hogan Gidley is the director of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. Please, if you get a chance to see President Trump at all your travails, please tell him Wayne Root says hi. He's actually coming on my show, my new TV show, in about 2 weeks, or actually 1 week, I believe, from day after tomorrow. So I will see him then. But if you see him before then, please tell him I said hello. And we thank you for all you do, Hogan. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks. God bless you. I talk to him all the time. I let him know you said hey.
You got it. You got it. Hogan Gidley from the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. By the way, our guest in hour number two will be Alan Dershowitz. I wanted some great legal mind to discuss what's happening to President Trump, and we got him with the most brilliant lawyer probably in the world today, Alan Dershowitz. I don't always agree with him on everything, but on issues relating to the Democrat Party and their crazy attorney general, prosecutors, DOJ, FBI, coming after the Trump family based purely on politics and political bias, which is like the hallmark of communism and Nazism. He's on my team on that one, and so we'll get him on here to discuss about it. Alan Dershowitz. When we get back, lots more to talk about political bias and how it affects how Americans feel about food inflation. Can you believe it? Even food inflation has to do with what team you're on, Republican or Democrat. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Global Healing. You know how much I believe in vitamins? I'm Mr. Vitamin. Vitamins are the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health for decades. Our newest sponsor is vitamin company Global Healing. Global Healing, founded by Dr. Group, in business for over 20 years, an advisor to President Trump on issues of health and natural solutions. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That's why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. It's the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life, get a 15% discount, 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Visit globalhealing.com/war. globalhealing.com/war. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-689-7959. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-689-7959. That's 800-689-7959. Again, 800-689-7959.
Raw and un.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, My Pillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My Pillow is a great company run by the great Mike Lindell, one of the great patriots in America today, who's paying for his patriotism every single day in every single way, you know? No good deed goes unpunished. Isn't that a famous saying? It sure seems that way. No good deed goes unpunished. Mike Lindell lost all his, or most of his retail establishments. He was selling hundreds of millions of dollars a year worth of MyPillow products, mostly pillows. And he lost his distribution because he's a pro-Trumper, because he's a MAGA, because he's America First, because he says, as I do and everyone else I know does, the election was stolen. They all abandoned him. So this guy is so brilliant. He said, okay, that means I have no middleman. That means I don't have to pay out like 20%. So I'll just sell it all direct to the public. And I'll start doing more than pillows. I'll sell 100 other products so they can buy everything from me and get it much cheaper. Because without the middleman and me paying 20 to 30% to the retail stores, I can give it to the consumer much cheaper. And so that's what he did. And now his products are all, you know, from slippers to dog beds, to pillows, to bed sheets, to towels, to mattresses. Everything he's got is a dramatic discount, and he's giving you up to 66% off that dramatic discount. Up to 66% off that dramatic discount when you use promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use the promo code WAR to save up to 66%. He's also got coffee, My Coffee. The guy is amazing, and he's probably making more money than he's ever made, would be my guess. But the FBI's on his tail now. Gee, that's great, isn't it? It's scary stuff. But go to MyPillow.com and just put in WAR, or go to MyPillow.com/WAR, and you get up to 66% off on all his products, courtesy of your favorite host, Wayne Alaroot. So I'd like to give you some good news mixed in with all the bad things happening. Bad things, of course, all due to Biden. The good things are always because of judges appointed by Trump. Trump-appointed judge strikes down federal school mask and vaccine mandate. A federal judge on Wednesday ruled that the federal government cannot require Head Start program teachers, staff, and volunteers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, nor can they require that adults and students wear masks. federal judge issues a permanent injunction on a federal vaccine and mask mandate for the federal Head Start program that affects 24 plaintiff states. Terry Doughty, a judge on the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana, a Trump appointee, said the liberty interests of individuals mandated to take the COVID vaccine outweigh any interest generated by the mandatory administration of vaccines. And, you know, basically what this comes down to is Republican judges, at least some of the time, not all the time, because there are a lot of rhinos out there, a lot of deep state, D.C. swamp rhino Republican judges. But in general, Republican judges believe in respect, and push freedom and individual rights and individuality and the Constitution. And liberal judges, you have no chance. You lose every time. They bang the gavel, and you lose every single time when the issue is freedom. They don't want you to have any freedom of any kind. It's really scary. It really is. So we don't always win with Republican judges, but boy, it's a hell of a lot better, and you got a hell of a lot better chance than with Democrat judges. And to me, there's never been a more perfect issue. I don't know if that's the right word. More perfect situation. A more perfect Exhibit A than vaccine mandates and mask mandates, and I think the lockdowns as well. How the hell in America, my country, America, how the hell in a country with a constitution that protects our rights, in a country that's always been about civil rights and human rights, how the hell did we allow someone to stuff lockdowns down our throat and to stuff masks down our throat? That's literally down your throat. A face diaper filled with basically poop on your face. That's what it comes down to. Breathe it in. Come on. Tastes great. Less filling. And vaccines. They're sticking a needle in your arm. An experimental emergency use only jab in your arm. That doesn't fit any definition of a vaccine in history. And then they're pressing the vaccine and they're coursing through your veins. A poison that is killing people, that is wounding people, that is crippling people, that is disabling people. And you're playing Russian roulette with your life. And the government's forcing you to play Russian roulette with your life. I mean, it's truly amazing that this has gone on in the United States of America. But thank you for at least a few brave conservative judges. Terry Doughty on the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana with a big move for all of us. I mentioned political bias. Inflation hits everyone, right? You think everybody would feel the same way about inflation. I went into a rant a little while ago about abortion, right? Because abortion doesn't feed your family and won't put food on the table and won't put gas in your car. I can't believe anyone rates abortion as that high an issue or votes based on a single issue. But then you realize liberals are so insane that they actually think that inflation is not that bad if they're a Democrat. A new study reveals the way Americans feel about food inflation depends on their political views. Purdue University Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability discovered that liberals and conservatives have different perceptions of the rising costs of inflation. Liberals are way too optimistic about food inflation, according to a survey conducted among 1,200 people. Compared to conservatives, they claim they've suffered lower price increases over the past year. They're nuts.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1630.